It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Friday, TGIF, June 28th, 2024. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. Thanks once again to Brady Ewing for being with us last half hour. Wow, if you missed it, go back and listen to it on the podcast. And I don't care whether you like sports or not. What he said was inspirational at any genre that you are trying to be successful in life in.
Absolutely agree. It's, you know, sometimes people just know the right words to say.
Yeah. And that's based on life experience and having lived a little bit. And having gone through adversity. And having overcome adversity. So many thanks to Brady for being on the show today. Coming up at 1:30 or just after, Andrew Hahn, data journalist. This is equally as fantastic. Andrew's going to be in. He has a degree from, actually two, I believe, from UW-Madison, journalism and
whatever the degree is in mapping. There's a degree in that. He has mapped out what makes Wisconsin great. I'm serious. This is great. You're not going to want to miss it. He has created maps. The story was in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Maps about where all the Culver's are. Do you live within 10 minutes or 30 minutes of a Culver's in Wisconsin? Where are the Culver's deserts? The Quick Trip deserts? The Kohl's? All the great Wisconsin brands. Andrew's going to be in at the bottom of the hour to talk about that. Cannot wait. Want to get back to, because this is a hot topic, as they say on The View, the presidential debate last night where Joe Biden did not have his best performance. Pure and simple. Just the way it is. But all the pundits, not all, most of the pundits, and many of those in the Democratic Party are wringing their hands, wetting the bed. Concerned because Joe Biden had a cold or for the flu, I don't know what it was. He wasn't feeling well. We do this show 5 days a week. Guess what? Not all is award-winning. As a matter of fact, Mr. Sommers, I don't think any of them have won any awards yet.
So far.
But look, some days are better than others. It's just the way life is. But you can't judge one performance or an entire career on one performance. And so I'm urging Democrats to stop wetting the bed, wringing their hands, and be more like Al Davis, the great owner, former owner of the Oakland LA Raiders. Just win, baby. And be positive. Joe Biden just wrapped up a speech in North Carolina. It was a barn burner. We are going to bring you the comments in just a minute, but he's been very patient on the phone lines, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Gary from Sussex. Gary, thanks for holding on. What say you?
All right. I got a lot to say.
Well,
first of all, I don't have one of my conservative, Trump-loving MAGA friends that hate Joe Biden. We all like Joe, Uncle Joe. Okay. The left, they love Uncle Joe and they hate. I cannot see how half the country absolutely hates him, detests him. And then the other 90% of the people in this country think Uncle Joe is a nice guy. And I think he's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He is too old. It showed it last night. Now, Fox has been trying to tell people for a long time, showing these videos. See, if you don't watch Fox, you won't see it. They did not doctor these videos. You saw exactly what Fox has been putting on television for the last month. We all saw it last night. I mean, the guy is nice.
I don't want to go down that road too far, Gary, but just, I mean, yes, last night is what it was. That's true. But I don't want to go, we've talked about it on the program before. There have been doctored videos on Fox and other places, but I don't want to get into that right now. What's your next point, please? Oh,
okay. My next point is, you think that you guys are wet in the bed? I'm telling you, I wet the bed. Because I went out there and I talked to Mike and Dom last night before everything was going on. They're talking about this big party they're going to have. And I told those guys, both of them, that Biden is going to bomb tonight. Trump's going to look really good. The next day, they're going to go out there and they're going to have his head. And then they said, well, who's going to take his place?
Right.
Well, then Dom said, Kamala Harris? Well, she's next in line. And I said, no, her likability is below Trump and Biden. So it's not her. Well, who's going to be? And I said, I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I think that he's been working his way in, and what's going to happen is they're going to convince Uncle Joe to sit there and sit out, and they're going to make Gavin Newsom. And you know what they said last night? They said, you're nuts. Biden's going to hammer it. He's going to win. And I said,
I don't want to speak for anybody else. I don't want to speak for anybody else. I think that there were certain expectations last night for Joe Biden, and he missed that last night. We're going to play you some cuts here of Biden today. And Gary, I got a bunch of other callers I want to get to, and I would love to have you call back. So call back again, and we'll let you make more points. But I'm not shying away from the performance last night. But again, what was unsaid was that Biden wasn't feeling well. Number one, he was ill. Number two, there was almost no fact-checking in real time on the multiple lies that Donald Trump had to say. Number three, if the Democrats or some people want to replace Joe Biden on the ticket, it's much more complicated. I agree with Gary that Kamala Harris is not the right person, according to poll numbers. But if you bypass the first black woman vice president, that's not a good optic look. Gavin Newsom's not the right answer because where you have to win is the Midwest. Gavin Newsom's not going to connect with people in Wisconsin and Michigan. I mean, the earlier caller saying that Gretchen Whitmer, if you're going to go that route, she's probably the one to do it. But it's very messy and complicated. And moreover, you don't need to replace Joe Biden. Why? Because he just wrapped up a speech in North Carolina. Mr. Zomers, here's the first thing you do. If you're a seasoned politician and you have your faculties, you admit what happened. You don't shy away from it. You tell the truth. Here was Joe Biden moments ago in North Carolina.
Close with this. I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know. As easy as I used to. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. But I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Joe Biden from moments ago in North Carolina. We get as many of these as we can here. But first, I see everybody. The phone lines are lighting up. We're going to get to you in order. As Matt Flynn says, do not hang up. We see you on the lines. Ask everybody to keep it brief. Let's go quickly to Mark from the SAC. Mark, keep it brief. You could please go ahead.
Yeah, I was there last night at the Barrymore watching it, and I was a little disappointed in Joe's performance, but I saw him as being tired, and now I hear that he was sick. But Donald Trump, I don't know how many times he told the truth, but once perhaps he told the truth. He is a consistent liar. I mean, the big thing is that, you know, thou shalt not bear false witness, period. It doesn't say you can twist the truth, and because if you twist the truth, you're telling a lie. Mm-hmm. And all Trump did is he's a consummate liar, and he's an adjudicated rapist, and that and now a 34 count convicted felon, that, and just hammer that home. And if Eileen Cannon was doing things honestly down in Florida, we'd actually hear the case of how Trump mishandled important classified information and,
right,
and more than likely sold stuff to other parties. It has damaged the United States of America.
Appreciate the call, Mark. Thank you so much. Trying to get to everybody. 855-752-4842. Keep it brief. Let's go to Wisco Paul. Wisco, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Todd. Biden started off kind of shaky. I was also at the Barrymore. But then as the debate went on, it got better. What the Democrats need to focus on is not Joe Biden. It's what Trump said last night. I mean,
agreed.
He never said anything of substance. And Mark's correct. It was all about lies. And heaven help us if Trump would ever become president. So I'm not down for changing now. I think Biden had a good day today. And he got better as the debate went on. And at least he leaned into his age.
Right.
He has to do.
Right.
So thank you, Doc.
Yep. Thank you, Wisco. Great call. 855-752-4842. Up next, Zach, listening in Green Bay on the Talk of Green Bay. We appreciate your listenership. Zach, if you can keep it brief, go ahead.
Thank you. What we need to keep in mind is that the only people who count in this discussion are the 50 to 100,000 people who are so poorly informed they don't know the difference between Trump and Biden. In today's level of knowledge among the American people, image counts as much or more than facts. Last night, the first 20 minutes of the debate, Biden looked like he wandered out of an Alzheimer's unit, and he's got to be replaced, period.
With who?
Anybody. In fact, in my opinion, the only two Democrats who could possibly lose to Donald Trump are Biden and Harris.
I disagree.
Any other prominent
Gavin Newsom will get his ass wiped on the floor. Gavin Newsom will absolutely lose because he can't connect with people in the Midwest. But thanks for the call, Zach. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee. Charles, thanks for listening to WAUK. Go ahead.
Hey, Todd, I am right there with you. Please stop all the bedwetting. People have to start looking at the things that this administration has gotten done for the American people and all American people, not just the Democratic side. And I'm not sure what Gary was talking about. I'm not sure if Donald Trump answered one question last night that he was asked.
Yeah, no, I agree, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. 855-752-4842. I mean, I appreciate people who are frustrated, but you have to think in realistic terms, not platitudes. Joe Biden can win this, and you better get behind him and help. If it makes his own decision and steps down, that's one thing. But Biden can win. We're going to bring you more cuts on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is not over on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure. Okay. Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need
to
be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, June 28th, 2024. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Joe Biden just wrapped up a barn burner in North Carolina. Caller Heather listening in on WCFW, the tap up in Eau Claire. Said Joe Biden, that clip we played earlier, said what Brady Ewing said in last hour, was preaching. Get back up. I mean, I honestly think that some of these people out there, and surprisingly, I guess progressives and Democrats think because you have one bad day or one bad night, it's over. Toughen up, people. If you believe in women's rights, if you believe in pro-choice, if you believe in LGBTQ rights, if you believe in the environment, if you believe in democracy, if you believe in taking on fascism, if you believe in taking on authoritarianism, don't be a wallflower. Don't be a pansy. Toughen up. Joe Biden is the nominee. Get behind him and fight like hell. If he decides on his own volition to step aside, fine. But don't be obsessed with replacing him, for goodness sake. I get it. It was frustrating. My phone lit up last night with WTF. What the blank. People are not happy with the two choices, but you have to live in reality. They're the choices that we have. One is for authoritarianism. One is for democracy. Let's play a clip quickly, Mr. Zalmers. This is cut two from Joe Biden in North Carolina this afternoon.
And we're still the beacon to the world. We can never give up what makes America, America. Yeah! Donald Trump is motivated by revenge and retribution. Well, revenge and retribution never build a damn thing. You and I, we Americans, are a nation of hope, optimism, and possibilities. That's what always built America. That's going to continue to build America today. The choice in this election is simple. Donald Trump will destroy our democracy. I will defend it.
Does not sound like somebody that needs to be replaced in my book. Let's go quickly to cut three, Mr. Summers.
I give you my word as a Biden, I would not be running again if I didn't believe with all my heart and soul I can do this job. Because quite frankly, the stakes are too high. The stakes are too high. Donald Trump is a genuine threat to this nation. He's a threat to our freedom. He's a threat to our democracy. He's literally a threat for everything America stands for.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. That was Joe Biden moments ago in North Carolina. You ever go to the Brewers game and Christian Yelich hasn't had a hit in five games? And then he hits a home run, a grand slam to win the game. If Yelich just sat down and said, oh, you know what? Put somebody else in, coach. In fact, there was a dust-up not too long ago with the Brewers where our great new manager, by the way, he wanted to rest a couple of guys. And they got salty. They said, what the hell are you doing, coach? I want to play. I don't want to sit. And he put him in, and they both had great games. The Brewers won. That's what we need in American politics. Fighters. People who aren't willing to let this country go down without a fight. Joe Biden is a fighter. I'm a former Republican for 30 years. I left the party in 2011. And I am fighting for Joe Biden. I'm fighting for this country. And I hope all of you will join me in the fight. 855-752-4842. Jay across the pond in London. Jay, quickly if you can, what say you?
Where was that guy yesterday?
Pardon?
Where was that guy yesterday?
Look, I don't know where he was yesterday. He had a bad night. But that happens. That's human life.
Okay.
But that's a great question. I know that's a question a lot of people are asking. But as it turns out, as humans, we can't be on every minute of every day. Jay, always great to hear from you. Thank you for the tea, by the way. She sent us some beautiful hibiscus tea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Jay. 855-752-4842. Brian, listening in Maguanago. Brian, quickly, if you can, go ahead.
I have seen, just because Biden had a bad night, big deal. I have seen Donald Trump speak many times, and every single time it's either word salad or bad things like revenge and retribution. And so be it. So what? No matter what. All you got to do is look at the tape for any time Trump has talked, and that's all he talks about. He doesn't have any policies. He doesn't have any solutions. He doesn't want to do anything for this country. He himself just wants to be president. That's all he cares about.
Yep.
Joe Biden actually wants to do stuff. He's not my first choice. But he's the best we got, and I'm going to stick with it. I'm riding this through to November. See you guys at the polls.
I'll see you there, Brian. Great call. Appreciate it. I'm in the same boat as Brian from Maguanago. 855-752-4842. Mr. Zomers, we have time for the last Biden cut.
Yes.
Very good. This is Joe Biden from North Carolina earlier today.
The most dangerous thing, though, we learned that Donald Trump will not respect this year's election outcome. He's still not rejecting the last time out. Well, think about it. Every court in Hunan ruled that it was a fair election. He's still denying it, still telling lies. Three times Trump was asked last night by the moderators, would he respect the election results if he lost this time? Three times he refused to answer. Three times. Folks, Donald Trump refused to accept the result in 2020. We all saw what happened on January the 6th. It's a direct consequence of that. It was an international embarrassment. By the way, as I go to these international meetings, I know every major world leader, I literally, because I've been around, as you might have noticed. But they asked me, did he really mean this? Is that, was this real? It caused a constitutional crisis and international embarrassment.
Joe Biden, last night, or sorry, this afternoon in North Carolina. And he's absolutely right. Three times last night, the moderators gave him a chance, and Donald Trump refused to say that he would accept the 2024 election. Off Facebook, Chris, watching on Facebook, we appreciate it, saying, quote, we need to create a bigger tent. We need campaign finance reform to remove PAC money and dark money from politics. A third-party candidate in this country should have a legitimate chance at being in front of the majority of the American public and speaking about their ideas alongside the two major party candidates. We shouldn't be left with a choice of, quote, the best of two bad options, unquote. Chris, I agree with you. And I think that last night, believe it or not, the debate last night may have been the impetus needed for those folks that want more than a two-party system. Moving forward, last night may be the impetus to having ranked choice voting or having more legitimate votes. I hope that's the case moving into the future. I support that. But that's not going to happen between now and November. Between now and November, there are two choices on the ballot. And as George W. Bush's former communications secretary, Susan Hughes, once said, an election comes down to a choice, and perfect ain't on the ballot. We'll come back, talk a little bit with Andrew Hahn, a data journalist on mapping what makes Wisconsin great. It's the All Ball Show for a Friday. Don't want to miss this right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon will have to report to prison by Monday to begin serving a four-month prison sentence for contempt of Congress. The Supreme Court rejected a last-minute bid to delay his prison term. Charges filed against two former members of the Uvalde School District Police Department stemming from the botched response to the shooting at Robb Elementary School 2 years ago. Brett Cross lost his child in that shooting.
I think it's a good start. I think that Pete and Adrian definitely, you know, they should be indicted. They should face charges, but they're only two out of 376.
Former Police Chief Pete Arredondo and Officer Adrian Gonzalez have been indicted on charges of child endangerment. NASA insisting its astronauts are not stranded at the International Space Station as the agency works to troubleshoot problems with the Boeing Starliner. Still, they haven't said when they'll come home. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A tale of two cities.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 4-2 here at AmFam Field Friday night. Are the Cubs batters simply playing too much under pressure? Manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, that's not something we've been doing really. So their bullpen did a good job getting swing and miss.
At $213 million, the Cubs have the ninth highest payroll this year in baseball. While at $105 million, the Brewers rank 23rd. And yet, Milwaukee's in first place, the Cubs in last. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's encouraging that guys are just, you know, they're hungry. That's the best way I can say it. You know, they're hungry. They love playing. They love the game. They're always helping each other. We're not perfect. I mean, we're not great, but, you know, to see them help each other and see them be excited for Churio, you know, and it's a beautiful thing. As a coach, it's a beautiful thing. It gives you hope that there is still that teammate concept in baseball, you know.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, otherwise sunshine and breezy with a high near 82. Clear 52 tonight, sunshine 73 for your Sunday. Low 70s again Monday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday night into Tuesday.
Currently 69 degrees.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
A 2023 decision in an Arkansas redistricting case found individual voters did not have a private right of action to challenge the maps. The state of Louisiana tried the same tactic in its chaotic gerrymandering case, but was refused on June 24th. It appears to be the latest legal strategy to dismantle the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Defying precedent, the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals held in a 2023 Arkansas racial gerrymandering case that individual voters do not have a private right of action under the VRA Section 2. It said only the U.S. Justice Department could bring such cases, despite individuals having filed 90% of previous challenges. Calling it radical, scholars expected it to be quickly overturned, but this January, the full Eighth Circuit refused to rehear the case. Seeing an opening, Louisiana asked the full Fifth Circuit to rehear its gerrymandering case on the same grounds, with 13 other Republican attorneys general urging a no private right of action decision. In a close vote Monday, the Fifth Circuit refused that rehearing. For now, the Eighth Circuit decision still only affects Arkansas, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it's clear that private right of action is the new battleground and will almost certainly reach the U.S. Supreme Court. We've linked to more on the private right of action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
On the next show, it's Motown Monday, and I'll be joined by South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn. We'll discuss some of the issues that are impacting you and I every day.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. It is Friday, June 28th, 2024. Hearty discussion on politics and a good one, appreciated one. We appreciate all the phone calls and texts and whatnot. But time to turn a page, just a lot, especially on a Friday. I saw this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel earlier this week, actually just a couple of days ago, and I thought, now see, this is exactly, Mr. Sommers, what we need. We need to be talking about what makes Wisconsin great, and there's a great article here by a great journalist by the name of Andrew Hahn. He is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. He joins us live here in studio. Andrew, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And congratulations on this super cool story, because I would have never have thought of doing a story like this. Before we get into the story proper, tell folks a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got into the journalism business.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a data journalist. I've worked at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Grew up in journalism, but always had a focus, a passion for data journalism and data visualization. I also have lived my whole life in Wisconsin, here in the Madison area. And so I definitely identify as a Wisconsin wonk myself, someone who loves this state and loves interesting facts about this state, and the data that are behind those facts is really interesting to me.
So, because I'm more of a word and a person, but numbers are, Todd and numbers are not good together. But I take it that you grew up kind of loving math, must have, and enjoy numbers?
Yeah, it wasn't a primary focus of my education, I will say. but telling stories with math was always something that I was really interested in, more interested in statistics than, you know, mathematical theory for myself. So I most recently went to grad school for cartography, which is
cartography.
Sort of,
tell us about that.
Yeah, cartography is sort of the practice of making and studying maps. And it pairs sort of like complex statistics and math with data visualization and best practices for how we perceive information, which is super interesting to me.
And you also are undergrad, a graduate of the J School, the journalism mm-hmm. school here in Madison, which is renowned, and so many great journalists have come out of that. So, I mean, wow. I mean, to put those two things together, a journalism degree with cartography, I guess that leads us to this story.
Yeah, I guess that, and especially for someone living their whole life in Madison, Wisconsin, this is the only story you can probably get that way.
So is this something that was pitched to you by somebody, or you just kind of came up with it yourself?
No, I was asking about this story for a while. So this came about with, a big part of my job is to teach and learn analytical techniques for journalists. Mm-hmm. And so one of those techniques is we see all the time talk about food deserts, healthcare deserts, education deserts, using math to identify access to certain resources. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty complex analytical task. And we wanted to learn it and then teach it to our journalists. But one problem is that you don't want to necessarily practice on a really intense topic. And so this was what I came up with as like a low stakes way to practice this kind of technique and produce like still at the end of the day, what was a very cool story.
But I think this is a fantastic idea because I hear this from people all the time, from our listeners and our viewers, but also just kind of out in the street, people who know what I do. And I often ask people just like, where do you get your news from? Where do you gather it? And I'm not sure if as a journalist you've heard this, but I hear continually, Todd, I don't watch it. I don't mm-hmm. listen. I don't, because it's so depressing and so overwhelming and I feel like I can't do anything. I just don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. And I think a story like this, it's like, well, nobody's going to get ticked off. I guess if you hate Culver's or Quick Trip, but I mean, few people are going to get ticked off if they read this. And I think it's a good way for people to bring people back into news and journalism to say, look, everything doesn't have to be about presidential politics or taxes. It could be just something fun and entertaining, but also important to us as Wisconsinites.
Yeah, this is part of an initiative that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has been focusing on for about a year now, called Wisconsin Wonk, where there's a whole team of journalists there who are continuing to think about data stories that look at our state in a new way. One thing we immediately started noticing about that kind of content is that it's extremely popular across ideological lines, across really? Socioeconomic lines. Yeah. Everyone reacts to it. And I think it's because it reminds us of our unique cultural identity in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, in addition to the really important investigative work mm-hmm. that the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel does as well, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal genuinely of trying to make this state a better place.
That's can that, Mr. Somers. Let's put that on a plaque. I mean, that's because that's a lot of what civic media is about as well, is telling hometown stories, of telling things that make us Wisconsinites, but also unite us, because there's so much in the news today that tends to divide folks. Mm-hmm. We, it's good to focus on, hey, how can we all come together as well?
Yeah, and it's something that only local media can do, I think.
I totally agree. Totally agree. Because you're not going to know about Quick Trips or Culver's if you're from, I don't know, Georgia. Mm-hmm. No offense to the good people in Georgia. So this article, the headline is, and you can find this in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel right now, 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip. Here's how ubiquitous other brands are. So again, walk us through it. Mr. Somers has done great work. He's taken some of these maps that Andrew has created. Let's start with my personal favorite. We did an entire 2-hour show from the Richland Center Culver's a couple of months ago. So for those watching on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you can see this. Otherwise, you can download it later. But explain what we're looking at right now, Andrew, especially for people who can't see it over the radio.
Absolutely. So this is a map of Wisconsin, and you can see that most of the state is covered by sort of a yellow splotchy area. That yellow splotchy area represents all areas of Wisconsin within 30 minutes driving distance to a Culver's. I saw a few people online that said it's the most Wisconsin thing ever to measure distance in time. I didn't really realize that was even unique to us.
Exactly.
I don't know of any other way to measure distance. And then, so that covers most of the state. So in the case of Culver's, I think it's 90% of us live within 30 minutes of a Culver's. That red area over the top, it's still throughout the state, but a smaller area, is the area within 10 minutes of a Culver's, 10 minutes drive of a Culver's. And 62% of us live in those red areas. So you can see that, like many brands, Culver's focuses on like high population density areas, although mm-hmm. it is geographically spread out through the entire state. There's very few counties that don't have a Culver's.
I was going to say, I mean, when you look at this map, I mean, think about that, 90 90% of Wisconsin, 30 minutes mm-hmm. of a Culver's, and 62% within 10 minutes of a Culver's.
Yep, it's everywhere.
More than, obviously, even Todd can figure that out, it's more than half. But yeah, when you look, you don't think about it, but when you look at the map, it's like, yeah, it's major roads, but also, I mean, Culver's started in Sauk City, and so they're... I come from Southwest Wisconsin, which is so I like to see there's a lot in Southwest Wisconsin, mm-hmm. but also the, you know, the Fox Valley from Appleton, Nina, Menasha up to Green Bay up there. Even is that Sturgeon Bay up in Door County, I mm-hmm. think, mm-hmm. Over, you know, all the way up to Superior.
Yep. So the farthest away you can possibly get from a Culver's in Wisconsin is the northern, obviously the middle of the northern part of the state, which Quick Trip covers a little bit more densely up there than Culver's does even.
So. All right, well, let's go. We're talking to Andrew Hahn, data journalist here, on his article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week, mapping out some of Wisconsin's favorite brands. And yes, Andrew, as you look at Quick Trip, this is much... much more coverage.
Yeah, it is. So you'll see the same map as before here. Wisconsin counties overlaid. This time, much more covered in a yellow area, representing 30 minutes driving distance to a Quick Trip, and much more, although less than 30 minutes, within 10 minutes of a Quick Trip here on this map. In this case, the farthest away from you can get from a Quick Trip is not actually on the contiguous like land mass of Wisconsin. It's on the Washington and Rock Islands at the tip of Door County. Even there, you are two ferry rides away from a Quick Trip, and even then, you can, if you time the ferries right, you can get there within 90 minutes.
You figure that out. I love that. See, if you're on Washington Island, the very tip of the thumb of Wisconsin, you can get to Quick Trip within how long?
Within 2 hours, depending on the ferry schedule.
About 90 minutes to 2 hours.
Yep.
So, it's, as Garrison Keillor likes to say, it's never far from wherever you are.
Yep, absolutely. Culver's is, so Quick Trip has more coverage in Wisconsin, the state, but Culver's is a Wisconsin company that is more national. So they're adding locations in 13 states this year, we learned. And you can drive from Gary, Indiana to Green Bay without ever being more than 15 minutes away from a Culver's.
Wow. From Gary, Indiana, Canulti to Green Bay, Wisconsin, and be how close again?
Leave 15 minutes away from
never more than 15 minutes.
Yeah,
for concrete. Now, Craig Culver should be hiring you to. You should be in an ad, for goodness sake. You should get lifetime, you know, butter burgers or something for that kind of information.
I did talk to Quick Trip on their social media account, and they appreciated the story. And
that's fantastic. Yeah. All right, next one, Mr. Zomers. Now, here's one that maybe some. Zomers and I were talking beforehand. I did not realize there was this many chocolate shop ice cream.
Oh, me either. But
so yes,
I'm grateful for it.
So different, a little bit of a different model here. Chocolate shop ice cream founded in Madison, Wisconsin. These aren't necessarily all standalone stores like we might have here in Wisconsin, but it also includes on their website, their locations include anywhere that you could buy their brand of ice cream.
So it could be a grocery store or a convenience store, whatever it is.
Yep.
So tell us about this pretty big coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. So, almost rivaling Culver's or exceeding Culver's in Wisconsin anyway for ice cream coverage, although they're not as prominent outside of the state boundary of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Founded in Wisconsin, in Madison, Wisconsin, in 1962, you can purchase that brand of ice cream anywhere at I think it's over 300 gas stations, convenience stores, and groceries.
Wow. And they have some good stuff as well. Mm-hmm. And remember, Culver's is custard, and this is ice cream. So there is a difference.
The debate continues. we did not answer that question in the article.
All right, next map here, Mr. Somers. Please. Now, here's one that I think probably if you're not of a certain age, you don't realize it, but Kohl's Department Store is, in fact, a Wisconsin brand.
A Wisconsin brand and the most national Wisconsin brand of the seven brands that we looked at. First opened in Brookfield in 1962. The highest concentration of stores is still right around the Milwaukee area. Today, Kohl's are in 49 states. They have 1,100 stores. And 78% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of a Kohl's.
Wow. 78% within 30 minutes of a Kohl's.
So this is also a lesson in like population density, right? Because you can see this map has the lowest coverage of the three that we've looked at so far. And yet still 78% of Wisconsinites live within the areas shaded on this map.
If you go to the bigger density areas, because I mean, yeah, Milwaukee, Madison, the Dells, Green Bay, Fox Valley, Wausau, Eau Claire, Maybe it's that Rhinelander up there. I'm not sure if that's kind of as far north as it goes lacrosse. But yeah, I mean, a lot of Wisconsin, of course, I think was the Cole family, the late U.S. Senator Herb Cole. His family founded the Kohl's department store. So what's next? Here's controversy. We're talking to Andrew Hahn, data journalist, the story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this week. Some people are fleet farm people, and some people are farm fleet people. Start explaining this. About a minute and a half left, and we'll pick up over the break. But explain the controversy here.
Yeah, there's a lot of myths out there about how did fleet farm and farm and fleet both become separate organizations. Mm-hmm. Turns out from the investigation of from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel a few months before I did this, mostly myth.
Really?
Completely separate companies from the very beginning because of some interesting tax laws that changed in the 1950s and 60s. Really? Both founded in 1955, completely separate, have never been related.
So there's all this myth about brothers having quarrels, all myth.
Yep.
It's legend. It's a myth.
Separate entities entirely, and even family friends at some point.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, now this is why people should tune into the show, because you learn truthful facts, yes. Not about Biden or Trump, but about farm and fleet and yes. Fleet farm.
Yeah, the true story of coming together in Wisconsin.
So they were separate entities, but they were founded in the same year.
Correct.
The first map we have up here is Fleet Farm.
Mm-hmm. Fleet Farm covers mostly the western side of the state, to where we'll see Farm and Fleet, Plains Farm and Fleet, covering mostly the south part of the state, although they share the southeast corner of the state. So we've heard some stories from readers about splitting territories and deals to split territories. Doesn't appear to be the case in our maps.
It's just kind of the coincidence that the way it's so Fleet Farm, you're going to see mostly over Milwaukee, up through the Fox Valley, Green Bay area, and then kind of across Highway 29, mm-hmm. where Blaine's Farm and Fleet is Milwaukee over to Madison, more of the southwest part of the state, down my old stopping grounds in Platteville, Wisconsin, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, and what is that? Maybe Hayward or Amory, somewhere up there, Blaine's Farm and Fleet up north, in the northwest mm-hmm. part of the state. You're either one or the other, most people, right?
Yep. Well, slightly more people for Fleet Farm than Farm and Fleet. Their coverage area includes 3.5 million Wisconsinites to Farm and Fleet's 3 million Wisconsinites.
Really? See, I would have guessed it would have been the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we have more Fleet Farmers than Farm and Fleeters.
Yes. Yep.
See, because I'm a Fleet Farmer, I would have guessed that they had more coverage.
Really?
It's
you're
really
a Fleet
just
Farmer?
Yeah. Manitowoc's got a Fleet Farm, but not a Farm and Fleet.
I love every aspect of this story. We're going to come back and talk more about it with the author, Andrew Hahn, a data journalist. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Bowles Show for a Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it?
Come on, man. Malarkey, though.
That's.
I think malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Todd Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock on the top of the hour, 10 minutes away. National news, sports, and weather updates, state news update from Terry Bell, news director, and his great news team. And then get set. It's the Maggie Dawn Show for a Friday every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, do not miss it immediately after our show. Off the old text line from YouTube, Andrew watching in Maine. We appreciate that. He asks, are there enough Culvers in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan to justify annexation? Great question. Our guest this last segment, once again, Andrew Hahn, a data journalist, and has a story in this week's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel mapping out all of or some of Wisconsin's greatest brands. Andrew, what do you say? Our friend and colleague, Jane Matinere, Matinere on Air every morning, 10 until noon. She's been after this for some while, that she believes that the Michigan should just allow the annexation of the UP. Does your data, does your investigation show there's evidence that we could somehow say they got to come with us?
Well, the UP, mostly unloved by most of these brands, unfortunately. I'd say that that's justification enough to liberate them with Culver's and QuickTrip.
I like that. Other things, maybe. I like that. That's a new tact. We'll have to tell this to Jane. They deserve liberation.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
From their Michigan convenience stores.
Yes, they need QuickTrips. They need Culver's. Yeah. They need Fleet Farms and Farm and Fleets. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic. Are those all the maps, Mr. Sommers? We get through, what, got one more? Or
we have Cousin Subs.
Cousin Subs. Now, here's one that I would have not necessarily thought of as a Wisconsin brand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Milwaukee company, founded in 1972. Highest concentration of stores in Milwaukee and the densest Milwaukee area coverage of the brands that we looked at. So not everywhere throughout the state like some of the other food brands that we looked at, but still 45% of us live within 10 minutes of a Cousin Subs location.
Very good. Some of us live within 5 minutes of a Cousin, but that's a whole other, that's a yes. whole other story. Cousin Subs. And again, I'm sorry, Mr. Sommers, one more time on the map there for Cousins, because I was just curious, because a lot of our listeners say like maybe La Crosse or other places or up in Hayward or Amory, they don't even never heard of a Cousins because they're not there. The only Western looks like Eau Claire. Have to ask my sister if she's been to a Cousins. And then a Wausau area there, and then down to Madison. Everything else is east of that line if you want to go horizontally there. So it's predominantly, as you said, Milwaukee area, Fox Valley, up to Green Bay. But, of course, all those folks are like, Todd, what's the matter with you? Of course there's Cousin Subs. Mm-hmm. So, well, this was an absolutely fascinating story, and I'm so glad that you've done this, number one, because it puts fact to paper. And I think the biggest revelation here today is that Fleet Farm and Farm and Fleet was not devolved out of a feud.
Yeah, yeah. No feud that anybody could ever find evidence of anyway.
All right. Have you done research? Did you go around and test this mapping out to see whether your data was accurate? Did you go 30 minutes? Or you trust the science?
I trust the science. I know my local Quick Trip driving distance pretty well. So it bore out in that research anyway, in the Quick Trips I visited while working on the story. Also seems to bear out in like what we've heard online from people. This was a really popular story online, and people commenting. I know that Quick Trip is now advising people that the social media team does not choose where the new Quick Trips go. And I'll say I don't either.
Well, that brings up an interesting point, because I think there are people, I mean, Culver's, as your data shows, I mean, Culver's is getting pretty saturated, but I know there are still people that are like, well, I wish there was a Culver's more close or nearer to me. Mm-hmm. That could be in the cards in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and in the case of Quick Trip, one thing that was really interesting, criticism of Quick Trip from both our readers and in the story, is that there's no Quick Trip within the city boundaries of Milwaukee.
Yes.
And there's been, obviously, there's a lot of debate about why that is and the stated reason for that and versus the real reason for that. Some have attributed it to Milwaukee's ordinance that gas stations not be allowed to sell alcohol. Mm. Other people have connected it to like untrue narratives about crime in Milwaukee. But Quick Trip says that to buy the land that it would require to put Quick Trips there in Milwaukee is just too expensive right now.
Now, you would think that Mayor Cavalier Johnson of Milwaukee and Charlie Behrens could get together to buy some land and have like the Charlie Behrens Quick Trip. And he has a brand new brandy out. Mm-hmm. That's serious, by the way.
Yeah.
And you could sell Charlie Behrens brandy at the new Quick Trip in Milwaukee. I think it'd be a huge hit.
Well, there's a couple examples of a Quick Trip that does not have a gas station attached. One is here on campus at Madison. And then there's a couple others throughout the state. So that's another thing people have been asking for in Milwaukee.
It's a good idea. Yeah. You get your glazers and not have to necessarily buy the gas. Mm-hmm. that's exactly what we're looking for. What's next for you, Andrew? Are you going to do some more of these? Right? Are you going to want to do more of these types of stories moving forward, particularly on Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, writing about Wisconsin and sort of peeling back the the data on why Wisconsin has such a unique culture is something I'm always going to be interested in doing and going to continue working on. Had another story, my last story for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel came out also this week, looking at license plates, rejected license plate applications in, in Wisconsin.
So that's cool.
Rejected about 350 last year.
May have a quick call here. Dave from Mequon. Dave, thanks for calling in. If you have something very quickly, go ahead, please. David, are you there? David from Mequon, can you go ahead quickly, please? Go ahead.
Yes. So just kind of a little bit of a time capsule going back. If you guys are familiar with the Reuven brothers, Rick and Rob Reuven, when the Park East Freeway was initially torn down, they had proposed a beautiful high-rise with a kind of a higher-end gas station with a car wash facility.
Okay.
And the city of Milwaukee just eviscerated both of them, and it was very embarrassing. And because of that, that project never took off. And I think it had there was a stigma attached that has kind of lived since that time. That okay, you know what? Forget about the city of Milwaukee doing any sorts of gas station in the downtown area.
Appreciate the call, David. Thank you so very much, David Mequon. Yeah, you say you're reporting. Again, there's a false narrative or just flat-out lies about why Quick Trip isn't in Milwaukee.
Yeah, everyone wants to connect to – everyone's got a story about Milwaukee to tell. So they'll connect it to all kinds of myths about Milwaukee. But these kinds of development issues are, like, one of the main reasons – one of the main things we're losing is we lose local media sources. And so some of the best reporting about these kinds of individual developments are great reasons to support local journalism.
Off the text line, Matt, driving the UPS truck in Richland Center, says, love this great segment. Love Culver's in Richland Center. It's the best because they help you avoid hitting cows on Highway 14. And Joanne Krulot says, what did she say there? She said, that Pleasant Prairie has two Quick Trips across the street from one another. A third is just down the road. Andrew Hahn, thank you so very much. You're fantastic. Come on back when you got something else to talk about.
Will do. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Our pleasure. Also, thanks to Brady Ewing. Of course, all of you for listening, and Mr. Zomers as well. Make it a great weekend across the state of Wisconsin. We'll see you back here on Monday. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn next. This is Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Maggie Dawn.
I'm calling it now before the opinion actually drops. On Monday, the Supreme Court is going to decide that in some situations, American presidents are kings. There's no better place to hear the breakdown.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden returned to the campaign trail Friday and tried to put a positive spin on his widely panned debate performance.
I know I'm not a young man. State the obvious. Well, I know.
Prominent Democrats have continued to maintain their public support for Biden despite calls for him to drop out of the race. No ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court on former President Trump's claim of immunity from prosecution. That ruling expected Monday. The court did issue several important rulings, including one that says a city ordinance banning sleeping outside does not constitute cruel and unusual punishment. Four people were killed, nine were hurt after a car crashed into a nail salon on New York's Long Island. And now authorities say the 64-year-old driver has been arrested for drunk driving. And Baseball Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda, best known for playing with the San Francisco Giants, died. This is ABC News. A new study reassures that heat treatment kills bird flu in cow's milk.
When bird flu was first detected in U.S. dairy cows earlier this year, there were no studies of whether heat treatment killed the virus in cow's milk. A study in April found dead remnants, but no live virus. The Food and Drug Administration was encouraged by studies on the pasteurization of eggs, which killed the virus. Smaller studies had mixed results, but a new, larger, more complex one at a federal research center in Athens, Georgia, indicated pasteurization does kill bird flu in milk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Study has not yet been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Tropical storm Beryl formed in the Atlantic Ocean could become the year's first hurricane in the Atlantic. There is a hurricane watch in Barbados. And comedian and actor Martin Mull died at 80. First became famous for his roles in Mary Hartman, and its spinoff Fernwood Tonight. Later in shows like Roseanne and Arrested Development. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people.